We are back. It's the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock, and the Gunsmith Show.
Yeah.
Saturday mornings this time right here.
You know, if you want to hear the first couple segments again, or if you want to hear the whole show again later, you can always pick it up on our website, thegss.com. We appreciate that. And you can like us on Facebook, too. Follow us on Facebook.
Yeah.
Try to throw some good content on there. I'm trying to work on some other things and add more to my website, but I'm one man. And I got a lot of guns to shoot. So,
well, lots to do.
You know, lots to do. I need to get to the range more often. I need to reload bullets more often.
Mary keeps you busy. Tommy's heart keeps you busy.
Yeah, I'm a busy guy. But you know what? It's got me this far.
Yeah.
And this segment of the show is brought to you by our good friends at Diamond Gyms. Tim Hogan, what a great guy. Just a good friend and takes care of me every time I stop in there. Personal attention from any of the staff there. They want to make sure that your car is in good shape and you're back on the road, especially with the roads that are fixed so well here in Michigan. I think you're as apt to hit an orange barrel as you are to hit a deer in Michigan right now.
There's a lot of
construction going on still. So be careful out there. Make sure your struts and your shocks and your suspension is
good. Even your tires.
Tires.
Important to have your tires in good shape.
And brakes, all of it. Go to Diamond Gyms, get it taken care of.
Diamond Gyms Automotive and Tire. They're right around the corner from us here at the station. They're on Dort, just south of Bristol.
So very easy to get to.
It's like 1977.
They do
great work.
Good, folks. 810-743-4210 is the number. And tell them you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show. Glad you'll be glad you did. I know I am. Dan, you turned me on to them about 3 years ago.
Yep.
And I've been hooked ever since.
Yep.
So all good stuff. And they're the right guys to fix your car. And this segment is called The Right Load. And what do I mean by that? Ask yourself, am I using the right load for my rifle? And because I told you, today's about rifles. Today's Rifleman Saturday, okay? Am I squeezing all the energy out of it that I need? Am I getting the most bang for my buck? So many cliches.
That's a double entendre right there.
So many cliches.
Bang for your buck? That's what you're trying to shoot right now.
Exactly. Yeah. I do want a bang, and I do want the buck. But honestly, do you know what you're hunting with? Do you know what loads you're using? I remember back in the day, we'd go to Kmart and buy ammunition on Friday night and go up north Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And you open up a brand new box and you hope for the best. And very seldom, it didn't matter when I was a kid. We just shot whatever dad bought, you know?
Yep.
And there's a lot of families like that. Well, now I'm like a chef.
An aficionado, a connoisseur.
I dig into those loads and I look for the absolute best. And what I did was, one of the most often asked questions to me right now is, what load do you use in your 450 Bushmaster? Well, I build my own, okay? But factory loads, there's like 7 good factory loads out there that are normal that you would run into if you went into any good hardware store or gun shop to buy those shells. So I want to talk about them. And I want to prove something. My point will be proven at the end. But so the 450 Bushmaster, the primary round is a 250 grain FTX bullet from Hornady. It was the granddaddy. It was the first one that Tim Legender and TC White built back in the day. But they built it originally with a 300 grain hollow point bullet. Hornady designed this new bullet specifically for this round. And made it happen. That was the FTX bullet. Is there, after all these years, because this has been out now since 2006 is when it was designed, 2007. After all these years, almost 20 years now, has it gotten any better? So let's go down the list. The Hornady FTX bullet, the Hornady Custom, they're $2 a piece. Every time you pull the trigger, Dan, it's a $2 bill. Okay, we're not talking about Bill Clinton $3 bills yet. We're talking about $2 bills that, you know, real American dollar bills. You're getting 2,686 foot-pounds of energy at the muzzle. So it's hitting like a medium-sized car.
That's
right
a
off the bat.
A lot of energy.
Oh, it's tremendous. It's amazing what it does to a deer or a bear or anything you need to shoot with it. The bullet. That 250 grain bullet is going 2,250 feet per second. It is a pointed projectile with a plastic nose that opens up into a hollow point, and it does really a good job of stopping deer if you hit bone. If you don't hit bone, it can be a pass-through, but it still has so much kinetic energy, it does a great job. But at $2 a round, that's what you would hope to have happen out of a $2 per round shot. You want to get your money's worth, getting your bang for the buck. So that's Hornady's. That's the custom line. They have three different rounds from Hornady: custom, black, and one called the American. The American's slightly different, but it's pretty much all the same thing. But we'll go through it. The next one I want to talk about is Winchester. Winchester came out with a nice round. They have a poly tip bullet as well. Instead of being a red tip bullet, they have a gray tip bullet. And it's an exact same load. It's $2.40 per round, 2686 on the foot-pounds energy, and 2200 feet per second. Remington got into the mix, and they put what they called their AccuTip. Very modern-looking thing. Looks like a zombie killer. It's a big old hollow-point bullet with a green plastic tip on it that is supposed to dissipate when it hits something, but it's pointed, so it helps it fly smooth and straight and true. But it never has really, really caught on. I don't hear much good about it. Most people stick with the Hornady, and this Remington AccuTip goes a little slower. It's a 260 grain bullet, goes 2180, so just a hair slower, but the energy is just a little bit higher, 2743. So it hits with a little bit more oomph. Do you need it? Is it worth it? That's up to you. It's $2.65 a round. Now, Federal, who's always been a good performer, has done almost the exact same thing. They put a 260 grain jacketed soft point out there, 2200 feet per second. Now, it's heavier and it goes faster, so it hits a little harder. It's hitting with almost 2800 foot pounds of energy, which is tremendous. That's just a heck of a boom when it hits. I've never shot these. They're called the Fusions. So if you're interested in trying them out, read everything you can about them. Make sure they work in your gun. And that's the keys. Most of these 450s are either bolt actions. In the bolt actions, this is kind of a blunt little round. It doesn't feed good. They don't all feed smooth. Even my Bagheera doesn't feed super smooth, but it works. And that's a bolt action. But the semi-autos, you got to practice with these rounds to make sure they feed. That way, that second shot, that's where I was getting at earlier about that backup shot. Your second shot needs to be working. If your gun's jamming with your ammo, you probably need to change ammo or clean your gun really well. Always start with a clean gun. Back to these rounds again. The Hornady and the custom line that it's called is the first one we talked about, which is kind of the industry standard. But they have that American Whitetail round. It's a little cheaper. It's $1.91 a round. It's a little less powerful, just slightly. 2,660 foot-pounds energy. Still going 2,200 feet per second. And it's a 245 grain bullet. So the point of all this is, no matter what you do, there's such slight differences in all this ammo. You just have to find which one feeds through your gun right. Now, there's some hybrids out there. There's some Barnes, Tac-X stuff. There's Buffalo Bores. There's stuff you can spend a lot more money on. But are you really going to get the performance? Even when it comes to bear hunting with this round, with the 450 Bushmaster, the 300 grain bullets and the offerings out there don't tend to hit as hard as a lot of these. They're almost identical, but you're going to pay more money for them. So you're going to get what you spend your money on if you do your homework and your research. So if you get you squeeze everything out of your gun you can, but do it smartly. If you're wasting money, it's like putting premium in a truck or a car that doesn't need premium fuel. You might not have to do it, and you still get good thermal performance, accuracy, and performance that you can count on filling your freezer up by just picking the right round and making it happen.
Which round would you use to pierce a Tesla truck?
A Tesla truck, yeah, all these would do it.
Yeah.
And the problem there
they
being
don't.
Is...
it's supposed to be bulletproof. Have you seen the video of the adult film star shot at his Tesla? And it left a... It was
a dent?
Yeah. Then he starts shooting at the side, but yeah, it's probably not an advisable thing.
What's an adult film star? Was he shooting blanks?
He was not shooting blanks. No.
No. Okay. All right. No. I wasn't sure. Just making.
But
sure.
It was. I mean, you could see the. You know, you could see the like it went in, but it didn't. It didn't penetrate.
What I would worry about is if it caught fire afterwards.
It was an adult film star. Didn't penetrate.
Didn't penetrate. Well, it's all about the penetration, isn't it? So.
But that's what they bill it as, John. Yeah, okay. You can't penetrate a Tesla truck.
That's and I won't hold that against Elon Musk because he probably didn't have anything to do with that. So you might find one that fits you best and go with it, but clean and clear. Kill factor in terms of performance is what we're looking for. So follow up, do your due diligence, and be a good, responsible gun owner here in Michigan and do the right thing. Hunt with the right gun, the right caliber, the right bullet, all that. Happy hunting season.
We're going to take a break. We'll come back, though. We got one more segment. The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.